Hi folks, this is Martin with Kaput Radio. I've been busy with personal matters of late, but I fortunately found a little bit of time to share a story, a short one that is, of a successful protest halting coal seam gas fracking right in my immediate neighborhood, yeah, thereby showing that people can stand up and stop the destruction of people's livelihood and the precious land and water resources. My intention is simple. I'd just like to encourage people in other parts of the world to stand up for their rights. Yes, you can do it and succeed. Enjoy the Bentley experience. And please check out the media listed on the webpage for further study.
Standing on the side of the road here in Bentley in northern New South Wales, all these people that are streaming up the road here are coming here for a CSG blockade. They're gathering here, concerned citizens from all over the north coast of New South Wales are gathering here to blockade the entrance where Metagasco, a CSG drilling company, are planning to bring in a drill and a rig and a group of workers to drill for CSG.
My name is Sledge and I'm the president of the Northern Rivers Guardians. We're one of a coalition that's joined together to protect the community against this unconventional gas mining, which is they're trying to force on us in the Northern Rivers. Now, it's got quite a bit of traction in southeast Queensland, so we can see what it actually does. And it pollutes the water and fouls the air and makes people sick. We don't want that here.
I'm Gary, this is Kathleen. We came out last Monday and this Monday. We're working, so we can only come put limited time in, but here for the same reason everyone else. Don't want our backyard wrecked, want something left for the kids.
My name is Roz and I own a small business in Lismore, and I'm here protesting because I'm really concerned for the future of our space, our region, the water, the land, our farming products, yeah, our whole lives, in fact.
When you have a conventional well, you basically have a pocket of gas, which is usually associated with an oil deposit. And it's like, you know, you poke a straw into it and it comes out, you know?
Yes.
Now, with other types of what we call unconventional wells, there's different techniques which have been developed to fracture the land around it and allow the gas to migrate ideally to a pipe which goes up into the air, and then they can harvest it from there. Unfortunately, and in brief, there's this fracking process creates fissures everywhere, and approximately half of the gas gets out, fugitive methane, which is not captured and used. So that adds to the fuel load in the atmosphere, and unconventional gas or methane is 20 times more damaging to our atmosphere in climate change, you know, which is the climate change fear we all have, is it's 20 times more dangerous than CO2.
The people of this region have made it abundantly clear that they do not want their region covered in these industrial gas fields. But they are having another crack at us, despite the fact that people have overwhelmingly stated their opposition.
Bentley is the front line for the entire Northern Rivers and to a large extent to the state of New South Wales. If Metgasco can get their foot in the door here, it will be the beginning of a production process in which they'll attempt to establish gas fields on the scale that we've seen in Queensland over time. We need to stop them at this stage and oppose a gas field invasion in their region and yet be ignored by the politicians, with a fundamental failure of democracy in this state.
I've seen the devastation in Tara. I've seen people get sick just from being there for a day. I know that if they do get in here at some stage, we are going to have to leave.
A lot of people are minimising their work commitments and asking for time off work and making time that they can commit to being out here. Because it's the last thing that's left to us at this point is putting our bodies between the land that we love and this industrial invasion.
Knocked in every
every door till everybody had their say. And 98.6% said CSG, no way. We love our birds, our bees and trees, clean water in our bores. But hang on a minute, we smell a rat. Mining companies at our door, just sitting around and kicking back. No CSG, I'm down with that. So we took it to the streets, knocked on every door till everybody had their say. And 98.6% said CSG, no way. I'm only 10, there's lots that I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that no one here likes Megasco. The politician's son is on Megasco's pay. Is that why they don't listen to what we say? Thousand sign a petition to say CSG in our community. No way, a green politician 1,000 km away had to be the one to show what you had to say. What about my children that haven't been born yet? They say CSG is safe. Wanna make a bet? You gamble with my future, you fuckhead politician in your fancy big car. Who do you think you are? So we took it to the streets, can every door till everybody had their say. And 98.6% said CSG, no way. To the streets, knocked on every door till everybody had their say. And 98.6% said CSG, no way. And 98.6% said CSG, no way. Said CSG, no way.
In order to make it profitable, they have to melt a lot of wells. So approximately every 750 meters, you'll have another well connected by access roads and pipelines, and every once in a while you'll have a compressor and pumping station. It's a patchwork of wells, access roads, pipelines, compressor station, tailings ponds, and yeah, it's just it's absolutely devastates the landscape. You won't be having cows out here munching grass and producing milk.
So why are you here today?
Good morning, Darwin. My name's Andrew. We've come out to Bentley. We're actually camping out here. This is Jenny Dell. She's been camping out here for nearly a month. I came out last night and stayed for the Monday morning vigil, and I'm off to work.
Well, I've come out here to protest, to be here. I think it's really important to actually bring your body here rather than just signing a petition online, which is wonderful. Which is wonderful if there's no chance of you getting here, but there's a chance of me getting here. I only had to get up at 3 o'clock this morning, which isn't really that difficult. It was quite exciting, actually. And half the company I work for in a very successful business near Mwillimbah, we're all here. So we're all going to be late for work, and that's absolutely fine because this is such an important issue.
What's wrong with this industry?
This industry is unsustainable and ridiculous, and it doesn't make sense, and it's very tragically sad. I've got to go to work.
And the jobs they're talking about will be replacing the existing industry, i.e. dairying and other kinds of farming, plus tourism and the things that we are good at, will be destroyed in this process. And what for 15, maybe 20 years of a resource which has benefited only a few people.
What are you doing here, Jim?
I'm here to stop this rubbish.
Okay. Do you?
The best of my ability, I will.
How long have you lived in the Northern Rivers region?
About 27 years.
Well, my name is Holly Somerville Knott. I am 10 years old, and I'm here at the blockade to bring positive change and action now. I'm also here to stop CSG and inspire other youths to use their voices with him.
I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for the next generation.
Because this is our earth. Like, right now it belongs to the adults of the earth, but if they keep just mining and doing hydraulic fracturing, one day we're going to inherit this planet, and it's just not fair on us because they destroy it and then they will eventually pass away, but then we're going to inherit a sick and dying planet, which we don't want.
Hi, I'm Angie, and I'm here today to protect our environment, to protect our water, and to stop any unconventional gas mining from happening in the Northern Rivers.
What's wrong with this method of extracting gas from the earth?
It's unsafe, it's new, and even in the relatively small time that we've had it, we know that there's problems, and they're becoming more and more obvious, and I don't think we should be going ahead with it until we've really clearly examined what might go wrong, what will go wrong.
And what can you tell the rest of Australia? What would get them down here? How can you convince them?
For me, it's about the future, and I think as human beings, one of our prime things is to create something for our children, to leave something for our children. And, you know, traditionally that may have been to buy a house and leave them something, but that's not worth a great deal if there's no clean water and there's no clean air. And you've got to look after your farming land. We got to eat and we got to drink. All of us have got to do that.
I've been up there and seen it firsthand, and Condamine River is totally polluted. We'll never be the same again. It's break your heart to see it.
I'm feeling kind of desperate, angry and afraid with what we're doing to the world, the mess that we've all made. No one seems to notice and no one seems to care. The earth is an open space and we all need to share. The stockpiles and the futures, farming gas instead of wheat, and progress marches to the sound of a million hungry feet. Can you understand it? This is not some cosmic rave. We're trashing our own paradise, we're digging our own grave. Can you see the writings on the wall? Do you know that Rome's about to fall? When you hear the last bell toll, it'll be too late to rock and roll. The wealthy are all hiding behind their security door. Well, that's their answer for the homeless and the poor. And the greedy are in power and rioting the plot. Well, loss equals profit and corporate means corrupt. There's a stench of treason, it's blowing in the air. It's flowing in the water, dams are breaking everywhere. When your bank rough soul is grubbing in the trough, will you walk over children just to stay on top? Can you see the writings on the wall? Do you know that Rome's about to fall? When you hear the last bell toll, it'll be too late to rock and roll. God and Narcissus flaps his wings. We're told by sorry governments to take it on our chins. When all who see avert their eyes, pretend that all is well, then the meek inheritance has nothing left to sell. Can you see the writings on the wall? Can you see that the Rome's about to fall? When you hear the last bell toll, it'll be too late to rock and roll. When you see the writings on the wall, you know that Rome's about to fall. When you hear the last bell toll,
oh, this is Martin once more. I hope you enjoyed the show. I have, as I said in the beginning, some other urgent matters to attend from personal advice of my friends and outside. So I just want to encourage you to check out the web links you can find on YouTube. The keyword is Bentley, and that is spelled as Berta, Echo, Norway, Texas, Lima, Echo, Yankee, Bentley. Check it out and stand up for Mother Earth.
like, right now it belongs to the adults of the earth, but when we, if they keep just mining and doing hydraulic fracturing, one day we're going to inherit this planet, and it's just not fair on us because they destroy it, and then they will eventually pass away, but then we're going to inherit a sick and dying planet, which we don't want.